Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's jump in right away. It's 108. Chad Urban back here with you on Newstalk 830 WCCO. 53 wins for the Wild. Most wins in franchise history, rightfully so. A successful regular season, but then a disappointing playoffs. They played another team playing well, and the Blues were the better team. Blues win in six. And the man in charge of the Wild, their general manager, Bill Guerin, is kind enough to join us. Mr. Guerin is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I have a number of Wild questions for you, but I want to start with a topic we discussed yesterday, which is a food topic, and I want to know if you agree with me or you disagree with me. Deep dish pizza is overrated.
I don't think it is. It's just not pizza. Like, it's a different animal. It's not like your thin crust New York pizza. Like, if you're looking for, like, going out for deep dish, you have to, you can't just say, hey, let's go get some pizza and go out for deep dish. You have to say, yeah. We're going out for deep dish pizza. It's totally different. But I've been to some places and I love it. I think it's great. It's not what I would go to, like, if I'm just in the mood for pizza. But, oh, yeah, if you get a good deep dish, it's pretty solid.
Last time you ordered deep dish pizza in Minnesota, and I'm going to guess never.
Yeah, you're right. Never.
See, I don't think you love it that much. You've been here for a while.
No. I know there's Giordano's here. I don't even know where else. I wouldn't even think to go ask for it here.
Yeah.
That's not what we do here.
Dan, I think he's afraid of upsetting the deep dish pizza community. I think he's with us.
I think he's in the pocket of big deep
dish. No, I think you know me. I'm not afraid of upsetting anybody. I don't. No. That's just the way I feel. Like, it's, where should I go?
See, for me, I wouldn't go anywhere because I think it's bad lasagna. And again, I've traveled to Chicago.
Deep dish pizza. It's not normal pizza. It's deep dish. There's a little Paisano's or something like that in Chicago that I go to, and it's outstanding, but it's not regular pizza. It's deep dish pizza. It's totally different.
What is your ideal pizza that if you go out, you and the boys, you and the missus, what is your ideal pizza that you like? What's on it?
Well, my wife's from New Jersey, so she loves pizza, like, and very picky about it. So when we're down at the shore and we go for pizza, I love meatball on my pizza.
Really?
And there's a place right around the corner from us, and I get triple meatball.
Oh, man.
I'll get a slice with triple meatball on it, and it's outstanding. But if I'm just going, you know what? Can't beat a slice of cheese. And then if we're ordering a pie, it's like, you know, pepperoni, sausage, onions and peppers, and mushrooms.
Okay. I like that one. Come on. You can't just get a cheese pizza, right? I mean, you got to get stuff on.
Oh, yeah, you can. Absolutely.
Like Dan Cook, my producer, Mr. Finicky, on his
phone. I like going for – the one thing I'd love to see, I don't know if there's a place around here where you could do it. Why don't other places in the country serve by the slice?
Oh, we have those. I don't think we have enough. I think that's a fair point. And I don't think it counts if it's just during lunchtime. I'm talking like at night. If you just want to get, I've got a great place here in Plymouth, you know, where they're big New York style slices. So, yeah, we need to have more of those. All right, let's get your club here.
Are you not going to do give them a plug?
No, I'm going to keep it quiet. I'm going to tease people. I'm going to tell people at the end of this conversation the name of the place. It's a radio tease.
Great.
Hang on. I'm going to tell you. So I heard you today. I heard you and Dean answer a number of questions, and as usual, you were direct, and I appreciate that. So you talked about how the team was out of character game 5 and 6. Dean also expanded on that, talked specifically, and I'm sure you agree with him. Game 5, it was the third period. Game 6, it was the second period. Why do you think that happened? And I know plenty of the credit goes to the Blues. They're a good team. But what do you think happened to your team because that was out of character?
Oh, to be honest with you, I don't know. You know what? I've talked to everybody on our team except the three captains. You know, there's the one thing that you'll never find is like finger pointing or blaming or whatever. It's just, hey, look, we just weren't good enough. We did not perform, you know, at critical times. And you know what, we're going through that right now. Like I know I talked to Dean, he's sticking around for like a month just to do a deep dive into all this stuff that you know that happened. And we've got to figure it out. I'm going to have plans with the three captains to sit down for long periods of time with them and see if we can figure this out because you know that we can't have that. And you know what, there were some really good stretches that we had, you know, and even some of the games we lost, like even in game 6, we didn't give them a chance to, you know, they scored one, but it wasn't a great goal. But other than that, they didn't have a chance to score in the first period. And then for some reason, we got away from our game plan. And that was very uncharacteristic of our team from what we've showed all season. You know, and that, I guess that's a disappointing thing.
Do you always wait and talk to the captains last?
You know what? I don't really have a formula for that. I just feel like I need more time with them. You know, they are in the leadership positions. I like to talk to them for longer periods of time as individuals, and then I'll talk to them as a group and just listen, you know. But I feel like, hey, look, I tell all the guys, you know, we get 10 or 15 minutes now, but, you know, if something comes up, because you're always in the car on the way home and say, crap, I forgot to mention this, just call me and let's talk about it. So it's just my way of doing things, and you know, right or wrong, that's just what I like to do.
Let's talk about the goaltending decision. Dean was very honest today. He said what tipped it for him and others within the organization. Obviously, you run that organization. He said Marc-Andre Fleury had 3 cups. I get history. I get background and understanding pressure. But would you agree with me that Talbot was just a little bit better than Fleury towards the end of the regular season? And shouldn't it matter more who's playing the best at the time the playoffs start?
Well, there's a lot more that goes into it than just that. I think, to be honest with you, I think Dean was just simplifying it. You know, and I think you are too. It's not that easy. It's not that cut and dry. Oh, he's playing better, let's just go with him. There's a lot of other things that go into the decision. And when you have two guys as evenly matched as they were, you know, you have to make a tough choice. And you know what? In our minds, there wasn't a bad choice to make. And we went with the most experienced guy that we had. And, you know, hey, look, if we went the other way and got the same result, you guys would be saying, well, you had a guy with 3 Stanley Cups. Why don't you just play him? So
I don't think I would in this case, because I just felt like you got to go. And it was small. right? It was smart because it wasn't like Fleury was playing poorly. I just felt like Talbot was your better guy at the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right. But
and I'm not convinced it would have worked. I'm just saying
we went with our decision, and that's the way we went. And you know what? I'd do it again.
Before the change was made for Game 6, did you and the organization come close to putting in Talbot in any of the games before that?
You know what? It was mentioned briefly, but no. You know what? Look, we hadn't played poorly. We hadn't like stumbled. You know, we didn't have a great game one. Then we went 2 in a row, right? And Flower plays great. And then, you know, you lose one. So what's the big deal? Like, we're in a series. And then, you know, we lose game 5, and then we make the switch. You know, where else are you going to make the switch? You're not going to panic and do it after game 1. And then we win, you know, games 2 and 3. You're not going to do it then. Then you win, you know, we lose game 4. But why panic after we lose just one game?
Is it a panic, though, if you go? Because
we lose that, game 5, I agree with you. And then we change.
I'm not was the only chance.
Like, look at, I would do it all over, like, the same way all over again. Like, but I'm just bringing you through some of the thought process, and that's it. Like, it's, you know, it's not just cut and dry. Oh, this guy's better. That guy's, a lot more goes into it. These are not easy decisions.
Understand. Bill Guerin is with us, Wild general manager. Let's talk about size on defense. And I cannot forget that you won 53 games in the regular season. That cannot be dismissed.
Right.
But we talked about this the end of last year about size on of your defensemen. Are you big enough in that area to win multiple series in the playoffs?
Oh, I thought so. I mean, you know what? Middleton's a big guy. You know, Brodin's big enough. Dumbs is not a thick guy, but he plays big. Kulikov's a big guy. Merrill's a big guy. You know, the other thing is too, you want to be big, but you want to be good too.
Yep.
You know, we got to be careful in just getting bigger or just getting this or just getting that, because you got to remember that they have to be able to play too.
Fiala was great in the regular season and did not produce that way in the playoffs. And I know when you were asked today about his future, because it's come up, we've all asked you, and I'm asking you right here. You said it's uncertain. You're just being honest because he's a restricted free agent, because of the cap issues. The fact that he has one goal in the Vegas series and now in the Blue series, that has to affect your opinion in some way on him going forward, doesn't it?
Not really. I mean, look at Kevin. Kevin is a talent. You know what? You saw what he did in the regular season. You know, when he's not young anymore, but he's relatively inexperienced in playoff hockey. And you know what? Sometimes it takes a little while to just learn how to play playoff hockey. And I think Kevin's kind of going through that process right now. And, you know, the thing about playoff hockey is you really do have to play it differently. Like, you just do. If you're not scoring, what are you doing? You have to be doing something else. You have to, you know, you have to stay within the team game plan and, you know, and grind a little bit more and get to the ugly areas. It's not a perimeter game. You know, I think Kevin's just – I think he's learning that.
Can you be as good?
Like, this is a funny thing about when you play 4 rounds and you go to the Stanley Cup final, there is going to be a point in time where somebody – one line on the team is not scoring. I remember in 09, Jordan Staal was so frustrated because he wasn't scoring. And he didn't score for 3 rounds. But then in the finals, he came up with the biggest goal of his career in game six. And like, it's just, but he didn't break he didn't break from the team game plan. He did what he had to do in other areas, and that made up for it. And then other guys were scoring, and it just, if you're not scoring, you got to be doing something else.
How soon, and again, you'd love to have him back. He's too good. How soon do you think the Fiala situation will be resolved?
I don't know, honestly. I really just don't know. I mean, it's not going to be in the next couple weeks. You know, these things take a little bit of time, but we'll start soon enough, but I really couldn't even begin to guess to give you a time frame.
Because of what Russia is doing with the invasion of Ukraine, they're getting sanctioned in all areas of very important parts of our life, including sports. You know, there are areas where individuals cannot participate. Is there any concern when Kirill goes back to Russia that there could be any restrictions on him returning if the Russia-Ukraine conflict is still taking place when training camp begins in the fall?
There's always a concern. I shouldn't say there's always a concern because this is really the first time this has happened, but there's a bit of a concern, but what we're being told right now, there will not be a problem. So that's way above my pay grade, but I'm confident that Kirill's going to, eventually make it home and then eventually make it back home here to Minnesota.
So there was no talk of, hey, Kirill, maybe this is the time to not go back, just live your life as you want to.
I discussed it a little bit with his agent. It's, put yourself in his shoes. You just want to go home.
It's hard.
And you want to visit with your family. Like, they can't come here right now. So, you just want to go home and be.
Yeah, see him.
Be a kid again. Yeah. So, he's got our full support. And, we'll smuggle him back if we have to.
Elmar's Pizza. Elmar's Pizza. In Plymouth, Elmar's. It's Elmar. New York style, big slices. You're too old to get a cheese pizza there, too. I think they've got a requirement. Yeah. 12 and older is out for cheese pizza.
No, I can get it. I can get it. I'm a grown man. I can get whatever I want. How are you feeling, by the way? Are you over your
I got the fatigue thing going a little bit. I'm dismayed by it, that it was 3 weeks ago today. I first started getting sick. When I got past it about a week ago, I was totally fine. And then the last 4 or 5 days, I'm tired all the time. So not pleased,
rest
but it's what was that?
I said rest is a weapon. Don't push it.
Yeah, rest definitely is a weapon. I'll get through it, but yeah, I mean, I feel for those folks who still have a long-lasting symptoms, well past where I have them right now. So I appreciate you asking, sir. We will stay in touch. Maybe we'll bump into each other this summer, and I appreciate you coming on.
Sounds great, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Billy Guerin, general manager of the Minnesota Wild. You want to react? You certainly can. 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, this is going to be a short segment because we want to get to Ask Rena. Rena Sargentopoulos is with us. I have a number of questions. I want you to chime in. Start right now. What are your questions? Adam's off. He's with Jen having fun. So what are your questions for Ask Rena? Anything, phone calls and texts? Love to get a bunch of phone calls. 651-461-9226. We are the home of the Twins. Man, the Twins start posting these lineups awfully early, don't they, Cook? Really early.
Yeah. Good. I like it.
I do too. But I don't like that Byron Buxton is not in the lineup. And I want to go to the ball guys because I've noticed the ball guy community the last couple days is kind of scoffing at the rest of us. Like maybe the rest of us haven't paid attention to baseball for decades and decades also. But the ball guys, it's the most condescending group in town. I'm going to tell you this. It's the most condescending group in town. Not every ball guy. Let me be clear. But the ball guys, if you raise an issue, they kind of pat you on the head like, oh, that's cute. When Byron Buxton and this organization continue to talk about 100 games, please, that's ridiculous. I got it. He's only done it once. And I got it. He's a marvelous player. I came out over and over and over again, said sign him. I thought the contract was a steal for the Minnesota Twins. But how mummified he was for the game the other day and couldn't pinch hit. And then they knew they were getting blasted and plenty of it valid. So they talked about his knee. But again, Buxton is out of the lineup again today. DH'd on Sunday. Did he play in the field yesterday, Dan?
Pretty sure he did.
Okay. He's out of the lineup again. So don't give me the ball because, oh, no. Oh, no. These people just don't understand the game like us. No. I want the Twins to tell their season ticket holders we're shooting for 100 games for Byron. So do not feel in any way like you're not smart enough about the game when you raise the issue about Byron Buxton out of the lineup. Because he should be playing more, and the goal should not be 100 games. And if he's so injured, put him on the IL, find somebody else, adjust your 40 man. I think the criticism is legit. Now, I think you see it the other way. So I'm not giving you a ton of time,
right?
Because we want to get to Rena, but what do you think?
I'm not as exercised about it. I feel bad for season ticket holders who want to come see the star. I think that criticism, the lack of communication of what the plan is for him, that's valid criticism. But in terms of trying to maximize the amount of time that you have this guy in the field, especially at the front end of this length contract, maybe I'm being naive, but I'm trusting the team doctors to put together the best plan and to try and keep him healthy and maximize his performance. So
I'm not sure it's the team doctors myself. I think it's a lot more of Rocco, Falvey, and Levine are convinced that the goal should be 100, and anything above that is gold. And anything above one game is gold, okay? But you're allowed to have standards, and I get it. He is an amazing player when he plays, but stop telling me he's the best player in the game when he misses as much time. And again, out of the lineup once again. Ask Rena Sargentopoulos anything. Let's go. Calls and texts right now, 651-461-9226. No. This is one of the most massive upgrades in the history of radio. Carter, somewhere in a gutter in Las Vegas, and we have Rena here. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for doing this. Are you ready to go?
You know, I don't know that it's much of an upgrade, but I'll give it my best. Oh,
have you listened to Adam? I mean, come on. I mean,
I have. You're right. I was just trying to be nice. Pretty,
yeah.
Come on. I was just trying to spread some love. Be kind.
Deep dish pizza. Pro or con?
Con.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. We agree on something? I was so nervous there. My palms actually sweated when you paused.
Woo. No, okay. It's overrated. It's overrated. Come on.
Totally. I will say this, though. I just got a email coupon. And is it coupon or coupon, by the way? Which camp are you in?
I end up saying probably the Q more than the C. But it's certainly, you know, coupon. No, I say coupon. I'm coupon. I'm a coupon guy. Think about it, coupon.
Okay, you're a coupon guy.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so I got a coupon, an email coupon for Lou Malnati's, which my husband has sent to our house in like freeze dried, whatever, you know, whatever space age polymer they put in there to make it stay the way it's supposed to. He has them delivered to our house because he loves the deep dish.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm not in.
Yeah. I'm with you. This became a topic again yesterday when our friend Laura Oakes said deep dish pizza is overrated. It's a topic we've covered before. And I brought it up again on Twitter, and even Lou Malnati's, their Twitter account, responded and was going at us in a very friendly way. But I know the loyalty is there. So recently, a soup was offered up as the official soup of Minnesota, and the soup offered up is cream of lutefisk. Of lutefisk. Do you agree?
Have you ever in your life? No. No.
It sounds terrible. Disgusting, right?
It's just horrible. And no one has ever eaten that. I mean, literally in the last 30 years.
I'm with you.
Besides
with
someone's
you.
Grandma right now, who has made cream of lutefisk soup? Zero peoples. That's how many.
Yeah.
When
we're torturing people to try to get information out of them, we threaten them. With cream of lutefisk soup. Okay, let's work in phone calls and text. But yeah, Mike is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello. Oh, excuse me. I got something in my throat here. Rena, you know, looking at all this coverage of the January 6th thing, people keep referring to that head oathkeeper as Stuart Rhodes when his name is Elmer. Do you think they're just trying to keep Elmer Fudd's name from being associated with these treasonous twits?
That's a very good question.
Well, anything that we can do to protect Elmer Fudd is okay by me. I mean, what a national treasure, right?
Properly rated, Elmer Fudd. Excellent. Do you know, have you ever met an Elmer in your life?
Have I ever met an Elmer? I don't believe I have.
I don't believe so.
Do you know any Elmers?
I did. Yeah, I did years and years ago. Elmer. I like it.
I like it too. It should make a comeback.
Yeah. Yeah. You have one child, is that right, or two?
Just one. Little girl.
What?
She's not named Elmer.
Did you consider Elmer as a middle name?
I did not. It was not even on my radar.
Are you?
Your voice. Is Elmer ever up for consideration for you?
No. No. Elmer was not under consideration. I can assure you. Is it possible you may either have another child or adopt a child? Would you consider Elmer?
I would not. I don't know if you know this. Fun fact, the Greeks have a very, very systematic way of naming children. So there are no options. There are no options when you're a Greek.
Tell me this.
So this is how it goes. And someone, one of my brothers made the mistake of not following the rules and yet a thought maybe World War III was going to happen.
Okay.
A boy and a girl get married or a girl and a girl, whatever, boy and a boy. So the firstborn son and daughter are always named after the husband's parents. So we had a girl first, so she gets named after my husband's mother. And if we had had a boy, it would have been named after my husband's father. And then if we had another girl, then it gets named after my mother. And then, so that's how you get, three first cousins wow. named Rena in my family, because every kid, every one of my grandmother's children had a kid at some point that fell into the naming rolls. So we were all named after her. And as my daughter is named after her grandmother. So the only thing that can supersede that is a dead relative. Those are the rules.
Did you consider going to that extreme? Would you have considered going to that extreme if you didn't like the name? I mean, come on.
No. I like not being, abandoned by my family better than whatever the name was yes. going to be.
Yeah, probably avoiding murder charges is a good thought.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Yes. Let's pause here briefly. More with Rena. Plenty of texts coming in for Ask Rena Anything. We'll make it short. Come back right away. I want to tell you about the 49th annual Twin Cities Auto Show. Started this past Saturday. I am told the crowds were outstanding. If you're thinking it's done, it's absolutely not done. It runs through Sunday, May 22nd. It is presented by the fine folks with Speedway. And it is the largest consumer show in the Upper Midwest. Think about that. Again, at the State Fairgrounds, and is produced by the Greater Metropolitan Automobile Dealers Association of Minnesota. And they've upgraded. They've made it better this year. It is a full-fledged automotive experience. Nothing else in the country compares with the options. You're able to drive a wide variety of sedans, trucks, or electric vehicles. And let's be honest, car supplies are short right now, whether it's used or brand new cars. So why not go to the State Fairgrounds, have some fun, see all the cars, take them out for a ride, and enjoy. Again, the 49th annual Twin Cities Auto Show presented by Speedway. It's going on now until next Sunday. Keep the texts coming in. Enough of the Elmers. I'm getting plenty of Elmer texts. Enough of those. But more questions for Rena. 651-461-9226. Okay, we got plenty of time left with our friend Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 for Ask Rena Anything. Rena, where do you stand on an M&M cookie?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm all in as long as it doesn't have nuts or raisins in it. I'll eat anything that has sugar, except with nuts and raisins.
I'm all in on sugar. Probably too all in on sugar, to be honest.
Yes, me too.
Raisins. You're down on raisins. I love to hear that. How come?
They're gross. They're squishy.
Yeah,
they have no business being in a dessert.
Yeah, thank you.
That's like what you
they're
take
a failed
like
grape.
Before you give blood. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Fail. I don't want a food
do better
which
raisins.
Aspired to be another food and didn't get there.
Didn't get there.
Yeah.
And aren't they kind of like they're spoiled, right? I mean, like they're not even like all the good part is taken out, the juice, the thing that makes you love a grape.
Yes.
And now it's just a withering, old, yucky. Yeah, no, I'm out.
Yeah. They look disgusting, too. Let's just be honest.
They do.
What is your, I'm looking at all the texts coming in, a lot of them coming in.
Okay.
What is your dream car to own?
Oh gosh. My husband would be really, really upset with me over this because he's the car guy. Like he loves cars. Like cars are his thing. And I couldn't care less. I used to drive a Ford Raptor and I desperately want it back. So I guess maybe that would be my dream car is to have my old car back. Does that count?
That's not much of a dream. I got to be honest. Oh. Getting your old car back. I mean, come on.
Well, okay. How about a newer version of the car that I loved?
Okay. Okay. How did you meet your husband?
Getting our hair cut. Our hairstylist set us up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So were you there at the same time, or did the stylist tell one of the two of you, I've got someone for you?
No, we happened to be getting our hair cut from two separate people at the same time, and he walked in, and I said to my hairstylist, who I'd been going to for a bajillion years, I was like, that guy's really attractive, and I never say stuff like that, and he had mentioned something about me to his hairstylist, and she turned around, she said, I think he's single, and I was like, I don't care, I'm not interested in anyone. That good looking is nothing but trouble. And then she called me a couple hours later and she's like, hey, that guy asked about you. Can I give him your phone number? And I was like, absolutely not. And then three more days went by and I didn't know there was no way. I have what is known in the business as a bad picker. I have been very bad at picking people to be my partners. And so I was like, no go. But a couple days later, she called me up and she said, I really think you need to give this guy a shot. And so we made the two of them our flower girls at our wedding.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's so good.
Right?
How long have you been married?
It will be 7 years this year.
Nice. somewhere in that area, 6, 8, 9, I don't know.
Since you were
a bad picker.
Oh, yeah, 7 years. Yeah. I owe God.
Can you share?
You do not have enough time on this show for me to share with you the amount of ridiculousness that was my love life before I met my husband.
Okay. Dan, are you listening? I know Dan sometimes listens to other shows. Dan, Rena is on the show next week, and the only topic is her bad selections.
Full hour, right? We're going to go full hour on that one?
She met Mr. Wonderful here.
You might need all three.
Okay. Yes. I'm starting to see more pets in stores. Like I was picking up something the other day from, what is it now? Is it Office Depot? Is it Office Max? I get confused. Multiple dogs. I'm all in. What do you think about more dogs in stores as long as they're, you know, someone under control and it's not chaos?
I want all the dogs everywhere all the time. I wish they would allow, I couldn't bring my own dogs anywhere. My own dogs are lunatics, but I would love for other people to bring their well-behaved dogs to work. I would love to see them at the Target. I would love to see them at the DMV. I don't care. I want all the dogs everywhere.
I'm with you. I got 45 seconds. What was the hardest thing about working mornings when you did work mornings?
Trying to figure out when to eat. I love eating so very much. And then just trying to figure out, like, so I just didn't stop eating. I just kind of constantly ate all the time, which probably isn't good. But that was the hardest thing.
Yeah. You have no interest in early mornings ever again, right?
I don't. Is that terrible? I'm just not a morning person.
No. Yeah. No, it's just honest.
I want to be. You're a fan? I want to be.
Yeah. No, I'm not the greatest early morning person myself. You were fabulous. Thank you so much. We're doing this next week. We're having you on next week to talk about bad picks. I got to go. I loved it. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one.
Rena, we enjoyed it. Erin May Quaid on why she's running the primary early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.